Okay, welcome back to Project Independence in You, Senior Talk Radio, 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. My name is Rebecca Miller. My guest host today is Sabina Miller. We go way back, though. We decided we're still not related, even though we have...
Well, maybe one day.
I mean, I think Sabina and I were in an advisory meeting where we had five Millers, right? Do you remember that?
10th most common used name in the country.
That is true.
But it's good, because if you forget it, somebody else will tell you.
That's right. Okay, well, welcome back. And right now, our guests are Vic and Billy C. from Vic Vincent's Musical Entertainment, the Vic Vincent Group. Welcome.
Hi. So nice to be here.
It's great to have you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Great to be here this morning. Thank you.
Very good. I know that you guys have actually performed for some of our senior groups and parties.
Correct. Yeah, we do a multitude of senior organizations. We've done several. Bar Beach, where we do the town of North Hempstead. We've done Lido Beach, the town of Hempstead. We've worked for the town of Oyster Bay, entertaining the seniors. And we do assisted living facilities, nursing homes, and other senior organizations throughout the Long Island and New York City area.
Wonderful. So you have performed at the town's Funday Monday.
Oh, yes, but for the past 5 or 6 years.
So yes. I know that you're, you know, come back every year, and that's great. And the seniors really like you and look forward to your performances at the beach. So how did you guys all come to be? We're going to go back and then kind of go forward. And
we also do a lot of private parties. Can't forget about that, you know, anniversaries and engagements and things like that. So we're kind of versatile, and we met many years ago. Bill and I, both retired police officers, NYPD.
Okay. And well, thank you for your...
Wow, I'm impressed. I can't tell you, there are certain groups that when I pass them on the street, I just mouth, thank you. And that's the World War II veterans, police, and firemen. And, you know, a policeman, in the morning when we're married and our husband leaves, we think, what am I going to make for dinner? When you're married to a cop and he leaves in the morning, you think, I hope he comes home for dinner. I mean, we're safe because of them.
Well, we do thank you all for your service, I mean, and our veterans. And, yeah, you're right, Sabina. It's great to have you guys here. And now in your second career as musicians.
Right.
So we had a comedic accountant before, and now we have...
Funny cops.
Performing police officers.
Musical police officers.
All right.
And Vic and I met a number of years ago. We both came on the police department back in the late 60s. We met in the early 80s when we were on a special assignment, and we just started talking about music. And he said he played guitar. I said I played drums. He says, why don't we get together? I go down his house. We practice, and all of a sudden we're playing in different venues throughout Long Island. So it was a great time meeting Vic, and we're still doing it. We don't want to say how long, but it's been since the 80s. And one funny part is that we've been playing for an organization called the British War Veterans of America since 1981. So for 35 years, we've been playing for this one organization about 9 dances a year since 1981.
Wonderful.
So it's over 150 dances that we've been playing for them.
Where is that mostly? Where would that be held?
Well, we're playing there tomorrow evening. It's the VFW in Hicksville. It's on... 107, and it's a country western type theme. Every month is a different theme. Last month it was Hawaiian. This month it's country western. Next month it's Halloween.
Okay,
December
great.
It's Christmas and holiday songs. So that's
keeping it fresh is really a challenge.
And, yeah.
Different songs, different themes.
Right. So you guys rehearse. How often do you have to rehearse, especially with this schedule?
We don't have to rehearse.
You don't.
We've been playing so long together that we just chime in.
At this point, it's like being married. They know, you know when you're married a long time what your husband's going to say, what your wife, they know what they're going to play. So.
Right.
And with the technology advancements, I can send Bill, for instance, song that said, you know, go over this. This is the way I'm going to do it. And I will email him, you know, the
right.
actual song itself with the background, me singing. And oftentimes we'll do that when we have a special request.
Well, if you were started out life as police officers, right?
Yes.
Was it that as teenagers you played a musical instrument and you kind of kept it up? What kept the music going for you? If you worked all day, you had a family, you know.
When I was 16, I came out with a song called Nina and was a local jukebox hit. And Wally Gold and Aaron Schroeder were the two producers of Elvis Presley. Were interested in the song and they wanted the group, and it had sort of like a Dion sound to it, like Run Around Sue, and it probably would have made a hit, but in those days they wanted power of attorney, and my dad had to sign for me, and he says, I can't, he was depression mentality, he says, I can't sign this because with power of attorney, if you don't do what they instruct you to do, they can sue me and take the house, you know, that sort of fear of, so wound up, they said, well, give it to Dion. And I said, no, if I can't do it, I don't want anyone doing it. And I was foolish because it could have made a hit. But that was my early beginnings. And I don't regret it because I became a police officer. I met Bill years later. And I've been always into music. And it's something that is rewarding on a personal level. And it helps a lot of other people. It's amazing
what
it does.
Absolutely. We had Christina, our producer, she can kind of back me up on this. We had a program called Memory and Music, or Music and Memory, where people who have, I mean, even advanced stages of dementia or Alzheimer's would hear music from a time in their past, and it would, you know, they would perk up and maybe sing or, you know, show signs of communication again through the music. So, I mean, music is really...
Oh, yeah, and we've seen it firsthand.
I'm sure.
We've played different organizations, and they had Alzheimer's patients there, and all of a sudden we're playing Christmas music, and we see this gentleman mouthing the words to the Christmas songs and tapping his foot. And his son comes over to us at the end of the performance, and he says, my father has not spoken or moved in years, but he heard those Christmas songs that you guys were playing, and all of a sudden it sparked a star in his eye. So when you hear comments like that, you feel it, and it's rewarding that you were able to do that for some people. Right. And Vic plays several different places, and he could talk about the type of reaction he gets from the guests.
Oh, Vic, what instrument do you play?
Well, I play guitar originally, and then I expanded into keyboard, because today, with the technology that's available, the keyboard is just remarkable.
And your partner in crime?
Drums. I started in the Drum and Bugle Corps in the Cub Scouts. Okay. And I kept going, and then as a teenager, and I was a senior in high school, I got into a band that we used to be the WMCA Good Guy Band, as you recall, back in the 60s, and we did all the rock and roll shows at the time, Chubby Checker and Dionne Warwick and Dion DiMucci, and it was a great experience. So when I was doing that, the decision I had to make was, do I continue to play music and have a great time, or do I become a police officer and have health insurance? So the rest is history.
Right.
Very good decision.
I find it interesting that, you know, you guys have been playing so long, and you keep bringing up technology, you know, and it's interesting that you're kind of integrating technology in music that, you know, is 50, 60 years old. So what's your experience with using technology?
Well, we have basically a three-piece group. And to sound like the original record, I've got to get on that keyboard, which is really a computer, and I have to program the backgrounds. So we have really a live guitar, live instrumentation with our sax, trumpet, flute, and everything else player, Jim, who's a funny guy. And so you have like three areas that are live, and then, for instance, you might have a bass line or something else that might be from the original tracks.
Right.
And it sounds exactly like the record. So that's why a lot of people, they can't believe that we sound so much like the record, but it's technology that does it.
Right.
You know what fascinates me? And I'm so old that I'm not into technology, but my father had 103 of the top musicians in New York City under contract to him. If he did it today, he could have 7. It's unbelievable. And you two gentlemen are right on top of it.
Yeah, it's amazing what you could get out of one keyboard that's programmed like a computer. It's amazing.
But the live component is important, and I'm proud to say that Bill, he was one of these quiet drummers in the background and everything, and within the last several years, I got him to start singing lead songs, and the people love
it. Wow.
You know, just like Ringo Starr, so to speak.
Right.
He didn't have the greatest voice, but a very effective one.
No, but it's easier to carry your voice around than your drums.
Oh, tell me about it. I know. I have a big van.
That's
and
what
my
I
father
mean.
Used to drive me around when I was a kid to the different locations. And after a while, he said, "Why didn't you take up the flute?" It's so true.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun. We totally enjoy it. We've been doing this for so many years. And just to see the responses of people when we're playing. And they come up to us and they said, remember, we played at the Garden City Library a while back. And a woman came up to us at the end and she said, "You know, I had such a terrible day. My father's sick. He's going into a nursing home. I'm feeling ill. But I came to the show today and I feel totally uplifted."
Oh,
and when
that's
you hear
wonderful.
You hear a comment like that, because we've done over 135 shows throughout all the libraries in Long Island, and you hear comments like that, and it makes the day so worthwhile.
Can I ask a very personal question? Because the
Are
two
you sure?
of you... Excuse me?
Okay, this is a clean show, Sabina.
Oh, darn. Okay, I'll ask a different personal question.
Okay, good,
question.
Thank you.
The two of you work together a lot. Do you socialize, or you don't have time to socialize even with other people?
On occasion.
Yeah. Well, we're pretty busy, so our socialization
is limited.
At the musical engagements most of the time.
Yeah.
We have about a minute before we're going to go to break, and then we're going to come back. I do want you to let the audience know where they can reach you. You know, we can either do that now or wait when we come back. You know, if you have a website, the phone numbers, so people can book you, because as you mentioned, you do parties and all kinds of...
Well,
all
Rebecca,
kinds of
I'm disappointed. I thought you wanted me to tell jokes.
That's the
like
second
Mark.
Segment. We could do that. But we will be back in about 2 minutes. 1 minute, give or take. Right, Sam? Okay, so you've been listening to WCWP.org, 88.1 FM, and we've been with Vic and Billy C. of the Vic Vincent Group. We'll be right back.